gotta get a new building.
This sucks.
A new building or a new place. We gotta go somewhere. Where's it gonna be?
I mean, we've talked a lot on this show about Taco Bell. There's not a lot of people going inside to dine anymore. It's more drive-through, more app-driven.
Yeah.
So the Taco Bell right down the road would be great.
We should explain to people what's going on.
Yeah.
Last week, they shut the building down because some people brought...
COVID!
Brought COVID in.
Yep.
Everybody was getting tested, stuff like that. But, you know, once it leaks in... So they said, if you're not essential, stay at home.
Yeah, close down the building. People are gone.
Yeah, which is kind of nice for us because we just get to hang out here. Here's the problem. No AC.
No air conditioning. And, I mean, luckily, it's we've had a mild week or so. And so it's a little nicer outside. It's actually cooler outside than
inside
because I don't know if you work around a lot of computers or machinery, but a radio studio's nothing but computers and machinery. Pumping out heat. They've got a giant swamp fan out in the hallway just blowing the dog urine soaked carpet smell into the studio, and it's moist in here.
I did not realize that the AC was out. I wore regular clothes. Yeah,
and boots.
There's a very good chance that I will be taking my pants off before the end of the show and sitting here in my knickers because I am uncomfortable.
It's miserably hot.
Well, also because I've been stopped up for days, I went and I got the good stuff, you know, the behind the counter good stuff.
Oh yeah,
the
Sudafed.
Wait, would they always make you feel like a criminal? Don't they? Always make you feel like a criminal. They're like, really? You sure you want that?
Walter White over here.
I'm gonna need to see your ID, and you better not do anything dirty with this. But that stuff already makes me feel really hot anyway. Dude, I'm dying. But if we have to leave here.
Where are we going to go?
Where would we go? Where's the place that we would start broadcasting from?
I mean, I pitched the idea of that Taco Bell. They keep the inside clean. No one's going to be around there. We'll have snacks to eat. Air conditioning, most importantly.
I've been to three different Taco Bells recently, and none of them have the dining rooms open currently.
I know. That's why we kind of get the special, like, oh, we're radio. Like, we're just going to broadcast from in here.
Have you seen the average age of a person in a taco, working at a Taco Bell?
they don't
know what radio is. They've never heard of it, so they're certainly not going to let us in.
Okay, well, I mean, you got a better idea?
I don't know. Look, we have an inn at all the gentlemen's clubs, and they're not particularly, they've got AC.
Not only do they have AC, usually a buffet, and everything in there is very padded with some kind of soft, leathery. So for the sound acoustics, it'd be very good.
Well, they're going to have shows going on because the gentlemen's clubs are open right now. So our listeners can hear us talk, but they're going to have to really enjoy some White Snake every once in a while.
Can I get you guys a dance? Would you like a dance?
CJ wouldn't. I have to take care of you because every time you've ever gone on like a station remote or something, you've ended up poor.
Very poor.
Yeah. I have to look after you if
we
go there.
I get paid to be at these things and end up broke.
Yeah. Now, my house isn't too far from the studio. We could start broadcasting from my house.
That's not a bad idea. Nick from the Morning X was in his closet today.
Really?
Yeah. Was wearing a mask alone in his closet, nonetheless.
Why still wearing a mask?
I don't know. Because he's Nick.
Does he have roommates or something?
He might. Or just for the photo op.
Yeah. Because he turned out. Now, has everybody checked in with him? Is he okay?
He said he had flu-like symptoms throughout the weekend, and he's getting better.
All right, good for him.
Yeah, not dead, and we didn't get it either.
So he got COVID, and he's already on the mend.
Yeah.
I've gotten some weird cold where my doctor said, nah, it's just a regular old cold, and I'm now still not better.
Nope.
So I would have been better off to get COVID.
That's what it sounds like,
and you wouldn't
have to be sitting here sweating without AC.
Making mistakes every day.
Here's more from Matt and CJ. 101X.
It's not even October, and the nation's Halloween haunted house season is off to a bloody start.
Ew.
And by that, I'm not even being facetious. It's actually off to a bloody start.
That guy that chases you at the end with the chainsaw actually had a working chainsaw this time?
It's funny because you're saying that as a joke. Let me read you a little story coming to us from Cuyahoga County, Ohio, where all of the greatest haunted houses, the safest haunted houses, can be found. Officers were called to the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds in Berea shortly after 8 p.m. A boy arrived at a haunted house. He was approached by one of the actors who was carrying a large Bowie knife. However, the Bowie knife was not a prop.
Oof.
Police said that the 22-year-old man was scraping the knife along the ground in front of a group, and then he was stabbing at the ground near the boy's feet to scare him. The 11-year-old boy eventually took the Bowie knife through his Croc-style shoe, cut his toe off.
Ah! Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, staff and the officers treated his injury. The boy's parents insisted that they be able to finish the whole task.
But we got to see what they do at the end.
God, I love haunted house people.
So he's limping through with a bloody toe.
He said he wanted to finish, and his parents were like, we paid $30 a head to come to this haunted house. We come every year. And we're not going to let... We spent good money to get this buzz on before we would come through here. And the boys... Look, the boy, we made him... He come out the one with eight toes. So what if it doesn't matter if he misses one more?
Do you think they asked for coupons or discounts to come again?
They said that they realized that the man did not intend to hurt anyone. So they asked the police not to file any kind of criminal charges. The man, however, was fired from his job.
I don't think I've been to a haunted house since you and I went at a radio station event back in 2010.
Lucky you.
Oh, you mean you get to go to those a lot.
My wife insists that I go every single year.
Oh, I hate haunted houses. And it's not just the fear thing. It's more cringe. Does that make sense? I'm not scared. I do hate the jump scare kind of crap.
Are you sure you're not scared? It sounds like you're scared.
I'm scared at finding one of my fiance's improv trainees working.
There's a lot of that going on. There's a lot of that going on. I have a thing that I've started doing with my wife because I'm... I just can't... There are certain group activities I can't do anymore.
Like...
I mean, I work all day long. I got two kids. If I've got an evening off, I don't really want to go to a haunted house. I don't find them interesting. They're not interesting to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get the scare part of it. I don't get the natural jump scare or whatever. My wife does, and she has a friend that she takes every year. And haunted houses are better when you're single because you want a girl to get scared and then grab onto you, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then you can grab onto her.
It's a good first date kind of thing.
Sometimes you might get a little accidental brushing of a, you know... little part or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby. But I guess the compromise we found is that she buys the super expensive tickets that let you skip the line, which is such a bougie way to go.
Yeah, at a haunted house.
Yeah, but I'll tell you this. I'm in and out of there in like an hour, and then my wife's happy, and I'm happy. And sometimes you see people in the line. Dude,
it's good people watching.
Is like 2 hours long, and you're like, I'm so glad that we spent the extra $30 or whatever it is, and you just walk up to the front, and then they load you in, because I don't have that kind of patience. Now, when I was younger, when I was 19, I absolutely would have loved standing in that line.
Because that's when you get your buzz. That's when you're pounding brews.
It also just would have been fun. You're out with friends. Where else did you have to be?
Yeah.
It's fun. You still know how to have fun when you're a little bit younger. But then I went and put babies in my wife, and now, you know.
She did just text me and said, the 15th is haunted house night. And,
she texted you and said that?
Yes, she just texted me and said that, and she's, I guess, texted my fiancé. So now, thanks to your dumb wife and your dumb yearly tradition, my ass has to go.
Are you going with us?
And go to a haunted house, too. Thanks a lot.
Oh, my God.
Appreciate that, Beardens.
I'm worried because the lines, the turnstiles, you know, that you have to go through or whatever, they're only so wide. I don't know if you're going to be able to fit in there.
Lucky me, I'll keep eating up and prep.
See you there.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
An Austin legend is being trolled by a comedy legend, and there's a hilarious video of it. Thought I would share that with you. I don't know, are you a fan of David Letterman?
I never heard of him. Who's
okay.
that?
He's a guy that used to host a TV show.
What's a TV?
Back in the day. He's retired
like a
now.
Phone?
Yeah. Retired and obviously bored, so he's showing up at press conferences.
Just willy-nilly?
I guess so. And here he is interviewing Austin UT legend Kevin Durant.
Oh, no joke. Okay, yeah, I'm in.
Dave from Basketball Digest. Kevin.
Sorry. I'm sorry to stop. He introduces himself as Dave from Basketball Digest?
Yeah.
Wait, is this... Is this a call-in interview, or is he in the gallery?
He's in person. He's in the gallery.
So is this like post-game or pre-game?
They're ramping up for the NBA preseason, so okay. These are kind of the media day interviews you do when you start.
They haven't started doing a warm-up?
No.
Where are we?
When you report to the team
ready. So it's a media day, and David Letterman just stands up in the gallery.
Wild, bushy beard.
And says, "I'm Dave from Basketball Report."
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry to stop you.
Are you in now?
Right now, I'm definitely in.
Okay.
Dave from Basketball Digest. Kevin, KD, why do people call you KD?
Stupid.
Can I call you KD? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
My first name is Kevin.
Uh-huh. Right.
And my second name, my last name. My second name. My last name is Durant with a D.
KD? This year, what percentage do you plan on giving on the court? 90, 95, 100, 110? What are we looking at?
110.
I just got off the phone with the Dolan family, and they said that they're talking to the commissioner now. They're looking at working a contractual deal that will allow you, when you're not playing for the Nets, days off, you'll be able to play for the Knicks. Comments?
All right, Dave, that was the last one.
I'm sorry, was that a comment?
That was it.
How about you? Do you have a comment? Wrap it up. Okay. I'm being told my time is done. Have a great year. What about the Pelicans? When you guys play the Pelicans, does it kind of make you giggle?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's all I got. That's it, everybody. Right, thank you.
Finally got him at the end. It's funny because I don't know if you're a basketball fan, but in a lot of Kevin Durant's interviews, he's very much like Greg Popovich, kind of annoyed by stupid questions and not afraid to call it out. But that's a hilarious video, and he just looks upset the entire time and then laughs at the end.
That's great. I mean, he had to have. I mean, there's no way he didn't recognize
David Letterman.
He has to have known what's going on. But maybe he thought I was getting pranked or something. Somehow, and that's why he got defensive. Or they're all in on it or whatever.
Yeah, who knows what the internet could be fake. We'll put that up at Just Matt and CJ on the website, 101X.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ, 101X.
According to the feds, you're no safer from one of those big freezes where you have no electricity in your house like earlier this year.
Yeah.
You're no safer at all today than you were a week ago or 10 weeks ago or 20 or 30 years ago. I'm shocked.
That's kind of a bummer.
Well, with three special sessions, I figured for sure that would have been the first thing that we would have touched on, right? Our elected officials. We send them to the big
fixing
old...
Fixing the power grid.
We send them to the big old pink house there. We throw them some money. They get to go to nice dinners with lobbyists. I'm assuming that was the first thing they go after. But really, if you've got a tree in the backyard, you may want to cut it down and start stacking it to weather.
Yes.
Or before
it falls on your house, because it's probably, like the trees in my house, dead.
Yeah, a recent federal report identifying weaknesses in Texas's power grid shows that... the powers that be have failed to deal with the root causes of February's blackouts. Meaning, hey, here's the stuff that's causing the problem. We're not doing anything about it. And they just said, look, we've got two key problems. One is frozen power plant equipment, and the other is shortages in fracked natural gas. The study issued at the weekend by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, also known as FERC, and the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, also known as NERC. It's true.
Stupid.
It's what they both call themselves. They recommended that Texas make 24 improvements and said, hey, if you make these 24 improvements, we think that you can avoid having one of these problems. The problem, of course, being that we kind of froze out during the winter, and that left as many as 700 people dead in Texas. They're saying, hey, look, we're just not going far enough here.
They'll get right on that, Matt. Don't worry.
I think they will. I noticed in the report that federal agencies identified Texas's unweatherized gas wells. They recognized them as a reason for fuel shortages back in 1989. However, Texas leaders refused to act then. Later, federal agencies identified Texas's unweatherized gas wells as a reason for fuel shortages in 2003. However, Texas leaders refused to act then.
Yeah, they're getting on it. Don't worry.
Don't worry. Federal agencies identified Texas's unweathered gas wells as a reason for the fuel shortages in 2011, but Texas leaders refuse to act. I see kind of a pattern happening
here.
No,
they're getting right on it. And don't worry, I've got really good at melting and boiling snow so I can go to the bathroom in my own house.
What are they busy doing? Just trying to match their suits with their boots? What's going on? Guys, we got rid of most of the prostitutes in this town. Get to work!
Go get right on it.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
President Joe Biden has done it again. He has disrespected an American hero.
Oh, not Uncle Joe.
Not creepy, sleepy Uncle Joe.
What's going on with Uncle Joe this week?
Disrespecting a true American, and it's kind of BS.
Can't he just stick to enjoying ice cream? That's why I like him. I love ice cream.
No, he's got to get political. He's got to take things too far. And, you know,
I hate when politicians get political.
Exactly. And if you have a yellow ribbon on the back of your car, I guarantee you this is going to piss you off. This is from Fox News.
Well, he is a proud American known for uniting the country through songs with his rendition of God Bless the USA. But legendary country music singer Lee Greenwood says the Biden administration is replacing him from the National Council on the Arts,
a seat
he has held for 20 years. The White House claims it has not dismissed anyone. Singer Lee Greenwood joins us now. Good morning to you, Lee.
Hi there. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. You get this letter, and it says that you are being your term is being expired, and you're being replaced by someone else. But you get to stay until the Senate confirms that person. How did this make you feel?
You know, it's a 6-year appointment, and I was appointed by George W. Bush, 43.
I think he just kind of answered the question there. It's a 6-year appointment.
But he's been there for 20 years.
He's been there for 20 years, but man, he is an all-time American hero. Wrote one of the greatest songs ever, and that brought up a story I recall. I don't know if you told this.
I told it. I know we're headed.
Can you please elaborate? Yeah.
When I graduated from high school, my mother and a friend of hers and were kind enough to take me on. They knew I was really into music, so they took me on what they considered to be a music trip. My mother's a single mother, not a lot of cash there, right? And they were both teachers, and literally we took bags of change. I remember counting through change sometimes to get into theme parks and stuff.
Yeah.
And we would trade the change into dollar bills, and then it was a driving trip. And we went to New Orleans, and we went to Memphis and Beale Street, and you know, they didn't have money to take me out to California or New York. But one of the stops we made was in Nashville, and we went to...
Ooh, heck yeah, music capital.
We went to Opryland, USA, which is a theme park based on the Grand Ole Opry,
okay,
which is a song and dance house. And when we were there, I had a little sister with me as well, and she wanted to go ride some kid rides, and I didn't want to do that. And then I saw, Lee Greenwood is doing a concert, like, around noon. I was like, I don't really know anything about that guy, but I recognize his name. You know what I mean? Like, I know that one song from
it's
country radio.
It's the 9/11 song.
Yeah. Well, this is, back even before then. And I was like, well, I guess I'll go do that because that's more music oriented than going to ride these kiddie rides with my sister. And I went, and he came out, and he played this song. And right after the song, everyone stood.
Goes crazy.
Cheered.
Of
right.
course.
And then he said, here's a new one off my new album. And he played a song that I still don't recognize this day. I've never found it since then. It wasn't anything to remember. And then he walks off stage, and he walks right back out and goes,
for the encore?
Who wants an encore? And everyone cheers. And he played this song again. Played this song again, and everyone stood up and put their hats over their hearts again, and they were like, hoorah! Woo! RoboCop is not just a dream, it's coming to Austin. In fact, the police department here for the city says they want to create a new robotics unit to oversee the operations of its, ready, drone fleet.
Oh, cool, yeah. How well did that work out in RoboCop?
I don't remember RoboCop,
I seem
man.
To remember a scene in a boardroom where a dude just got massacred.
I do remember that.
Yeah, that was right at the start.
Yeah, in the next several months, Austin APD is expected to request that the city council approve funding for the creation of the unit. I said unit. And Chief Scott Perry said in an interview, drones! They're a force multiplier. As new technologies come online, says Perry, it's always incumbent on us to, as an organization, to make sure that we're doing everything we can, making sure we have the latest technology that we can use to keep people safe and fight crime.
Great. Now we got drones in the sky spying on us.
They say we know people will be nervous, but we're not going to use the drones to spy. We're just going to use them to look at you and watch you. It is funny. It's not the exact quote, but I was reading it and I was like, you guys are saying you're not going to spy, but you guys keep saying you're going to watch us from the skies.
Yeah, what are you going to use them for?
Hey, well, if you don't have anything to be guilty about, what you worried about?
I feel like last year during the protests, there were some drone stories, but I have no recollection of them at all. But they were trying to use drones, and it didn't go well. Does any of that sound familiar to you?
I mean, sure. I mean, why not? I think they're saying mainly they want to use it for things. They say, you know, large public gatherings that could use it for crowd control to know where there are bottlenecks. I'm assuming what they mean is, you know, at like the Pecan Street Fest when everyone's looking at the dream catchers at one stand and it really starts to back up with all the grandmas.
Oh, yeah. You're going to want to get some people cleared out of that way.
Yeah. And so they're just like, oh, and they can send a drone in there. And I guess the drone can go, attention, grandmothers. There are more Dreamweavers available 2 stands down. And if you want even more Dreamweavers, go 4 stands down. There are more Dreamweavers available 8 stands down. Also 12. Folks, the Pecan Street Festival has been really nothing more than Dreamweavers for 45 years. Enjoy!
With all that Nag Champa smoke in the air, how are they actually going to be able to see or work effectively?
I don't know. I'm excited, though. I feel like... like, ACL is a fun place. I guess they'll fly around for crowd control, whatever. But I wish they would bring back Fun Fest.
Oh, I love that.
Because I feel like that's a festival where the crowd goers would be like, oh, let's use a taco cannon to
shoot
the drones out of the sky.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
There is more Austin FC infighting and internet controversy brewing today, Matt. And that's after they won yesterday.
What, really? Is there, there's controversy about Austin FC?
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of infighting happening amongst their fans.
Somebody wear yellow to the game?
Could be.
Somebody wear a blue t-shirt accidentally?
That is a big soccer no-no.
Did somebody bring a drum that didn't make a boom sound?
Well, imagine this. You've been to stadiums before.
I have.
You walk out, you go get your $18 beer. You walk down.
Nothing's better.
You sit back in your seat.
Yes.
Having a good time.
Oh, yes.
Look at that. Your team scores. Suddenly, the guy behind you pours his beer on you.
Why is he pouring his beer on
me? The guy next to you slaps your beer up in the air.
Why are they doing that?
Are you going to be happy?
Not at all. Why is everybody being mean to me?
Well, that is the big controversy going on with Austin FC, because in their supporters section, they've been doing something called beer showers, which is when your team scores, you throw up your beer, you get everyone wet, you go wild with it. It's an amazing looking celebration.
Wait.
It's a lot of fun.
You mean with that delicious golden beer coming down on you?
Yes.
It's almost like a golden shower every time you score?
Yes.
I like that. I've heard of these.
Okay, well.
I've heard of these. My mom takes golden showers.
Gross, dude. It's been pissing people off, though, and creating controversy because, one, they're saying, you know, these are expensive beers. Two, people are going on Twitter and saying that it's invading other people's privacy. You're jeopardizing yourself by throwing overpriced beers into the air. When your team scores a goal, it's wasteful, harmful, and just not good for the atmosphere.
Now you need to stop that. I am on this person's side, but this is this thing that happens in politics a lot, where you just start reaching for anything you can to try to make an argument. Why not just say, hey, stop throwing beer? Like, that's your argument.
Well, I went to 2 matches. One I didn't sit in the supporter section, one I did. And everyone around me said, hey, just so you know, if they score, we toss our beers. All right, you cool with that? I'm like, yeah. I got a bottle of water. I was like, I'll toss it. I'm not tossing my $18 beer. But I had water I was going to throw, and everyone kind of communicated that. And unfortunately, Austin FC didn't score at this.
I was going to say, there hasn't been a lot of these.
But it's really pissing people on the internet off. And I think I figured out the solution to the problem. Okay. I figured out why it's pissing people off. You see this dude right here who wrote this thing about invading people's spaces. It's harmful. It's wasteful. It's dangerous. There's been so many of these guys.
This is the guy who's just like,
this is one of many of them. Okay. And I went through all of this today because I'm a huge Austin FC fan. I don't get all the infighting in the culture because it's been incredible. The team sucks, but the games, the matches are great. The fans are great.
That's what I hear.
The infighting's horrible. But if you go and click on any one of these profiles, Matt, I don't know if you can see right there, but what is that? So where's he from?
Does that say Oklahoma?
That says Columbus.
Oh,
so
Ohio.
Every one of these people are actually not even Austin FC fans, supporters, nor have they been to the matches. They're just going online to bitch about videos that they've seen because I feel like we've got something cool. They don't.
That's insane. I've never heard about anybody not having, like, really a dog in the hunt, but then getting in on the internet and then just gang tackling. That's never happened before.
I couldn't believe it when I broke the story just here on the radio either.
What's this guy's name?
Non-Austin FC fans are pissed at Austin FC for wasting beer.
Why don't we go to one of their games and just throw beer in their face?
That's a good idea, and I think we're going to do it.
I can't go to one of the games here because they're all sold out.
Yeah.
So
start that GoFundMe
first.
That's
why I bitch and moan is because I was left out on the streets.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
It's back. Birds aren't real.
Did it ever go away?
Birds aren't real.
Very true.
Some of you out there must be thinking, what are you talking about? It trended a few years ago, and suddenly it's back at the big Texans game last night. Somebody held up a giant Birds Aren't Real banner. Got picked up by the television and Twitter and all that and started trending, and I woke up and got excited because I love birdsaren'treal.com. Familiar?
No, but this sounds similar to maybe a flat earth thing where it started as a troll and then maybe people took it too serious and then it became a thing. Am I getting close here?
You're close in that you're exactly correct. Birds aren't real. I mean, the people that have started Birds Aren't Real, if you go to birdsaren'treal.com in their interviews, they say, no, we absolutely believe that birds aren't real.
Yeah, okay.
Except, and that's why it's such a good grift, is that I hate it when people do a grift and then they do the wink, wink, nod, nod over the top. Like, hey, just be funny and allow yourself to be funny. And you don't have to let everybody know that you're doing
a satire.
Stick with it,
yeah.
Just do satire, and it's fine. Birds Aren't Real, it's a movement that lets us know that starting in around the 50s, or actually around the 70s, the U.S. government started eradicating all birds from the country.
Oh, no!
And now every bird that you see is actually a spying device.
A robot? Even the American bald eagle?
Spying device.
Okay, what about the golden cheek warbler?
Spying device.
Okay, a falcon?
Spying device.
No way. Even a cute little hummingbird?
Yeah. The chickens over at Pollo Loco, spying devices.
Delicious.
But also delicious.
Absolutely
delicious spying devices. So they've been going on for quite some time. There's a guy who started it. He started when he was like 20 years old. And it's one of those fun things to run your friends up with. You know, we all have a couple of naive friends who occasionally come to your house. Maybe they get a little too high. And it's fun to start discussing with them. Hey, man, you know, birds aren't real. And they're like, what? And then you send them to birdsaren'treal.com.
There's a website.
Yeah. And sometimes all you need is one website. And people are like, oh, my God, they've got the government documents to prove it. The government documents that they
made up
printed.
In Photoshop. Yeah.
But like all good grifts, that was supposed to be a funny satire. A bunch of people are like, oh, yeah, man, birds aren't real.
Taking it seriously.
Taking it way seriously. Now, kids in the TikTok world, they get what's up. They understand sarcasm a lot better than adults do these days, which makes me love the kids because I've been sarcasm has been the currency I've traded in for 40 some odd years, right? That's where I want to be. I love sarcasm, and I love this thing going on. They've got some great gear, plus this is where I get really excited. When it started trending again, I went to their website, and it turns out that they're doing a Birds Aren't Real tour.
Ooh, hell yes.
It's called the Truth Tour, and you can get VIP-level tickets. And here's the best part. They're coming to great cities. Lawrence, Kansas. Chicago, Illinois. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Should I go? Like, should I go to one of these?
Not only should you go, if they're doing a tour of the Rust Belt, you should just follow along. just be there.
Well, I can't miss a week's worth of work to go to the Birds Aren't Real Truth Tour. I don't know that management here is going to be like, okay, that sounds like a good idea. I may not be able to do that. Unless I blow management's mind and I'm like, guys, eggs aren't real either.
You don't understand.
You
Which
don't
one
understand.
Came first? Neither.
You don't understand. I've got to go. The truth is out there, boss.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
So I got a new car on Friday we talked about, and it's already destroyed.
Oh, why do you... Your family, like, you have no luck with cars.
No, I
don't.
This
does not seem good. It's already destroyed.
Yes, and it goes further than that. Like, okay. That's the first shell of the onion, and now we're going to go to another layer.
Okay.
My father is out of the country, and he reached out to me, and he said, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you go by and check on my house? He lives on a piece of property. It's really nice. It's nice to go out there. It's like a good chunk of acreage out in Llano County. Beautiful, right?
Yeah.
Texas,
fun
the ranch.
Stuff to do out there.
And
weather's good right now.
Yeah, I got a show canceled. I don't know if you want to say pushed off of another show or that I quit the show. There's all kinds of tales, and I don't know which ones are the right ones right now. I'm just laying low on that. And I'm starting something new over here. I had a couple of friends die. It's been a really rough 6 weeks for me.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, you know what I could really use, because I was going to a big funeral on Sunday that I knew would really shake me. And I thought, I'm going to go out and just relax and help my father out and check on some of the pipes, the pipe fittings, and the cat and the cattle, stuff like that. A day just to unwind and do nothing. Right?
All by yourself or family tagging along?
I was going to take my wife and kids.
Okay.
And then I thought the last minute, I'll take my dog, too.
My parents
don't really like the dog out there, but I thought, I'll be responsible. I'll take a kennel out there. The dog will stay in the kennel. It'll be all fine. And I told my kids, look, do me a favor. I'm going to get out of the car, and we need to walk the house because there is a barn cat, and I don't want the dog going after the barn cat and scaring the cat, because the cat belongs out here more than the dog does, right? And I went to go check one side of the house, and before I could get around to the other side of the house, the kids had let the dog out. And the dog ran and made a beeline
for the cat.
For what the kids thought might be the cat, because I heard them yelling, cat, cat, cat. And I thought, oh my God, it wasn't a cat.
Kids, you had one job.
My dog attacked a skunk.
Oh!
And got shot square up the nose and mouth, but also... It blasted into the door crevice of the house, and now I was sent out there. Hey, can you look after my property?
Can you make sure everything's good?
Yeah,
nothing bad happens.
I spent all day Saturday and all morning Sunday trying to clean a house with hydrogen peroxide and Dawn dishwashing detergent and with sodium whatever to try to cut down. It reeks.
Skunk smell doesn't go away.
No, it doesn't. And then my wife kept saying, I don't smell anything. I don't think the skunk sprayed the dog. And I was like, honey, what? I just vomited. Like, I don't know. I've never been that close to a skunk spray. It's toxic. Like, it burns the
it's
like
awful.
It's like getting hit with pepper spray or something. And so the dog was vomiting. I'm vomiting. And my wife's like, I don't think she got sprayed. I can't smell anything. So then I'm like, oh, you clearly have COVID. There's no other. But apparently she is immune, because she still is like, I don't smell skunk smell. She apparently is immune to skunk smell, but I had no way to get the dog back to the city.
I think it's all that sticky icky she's been smoking over the years. Might make her immune to the skunk, you know, a little bit of token. She doing that?
She's a mother.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, I forgot. Moms don't smoke weed.
This one does.
So your dog's stuck in the country.
I had to wash the dog several times. No, I can't leave her out there because... She's a crazy dog.
And will kill more skunks.
So we had to bring her back in the damn brand new vehicle. And the inside of the brand new vehicle
is forever now going to smell like skunk.
The next time I get pulled over, I'm getting pulled out of the car, and the cop is going to pat me down. He's going to pat my wife down. He's going to pat the two kids down. Then he's going to smell the dog and be like, I think this dog is holding. I think this dog's got weed on her.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Now we've got some concert tickets to give away again.
I'm actually stoked about this.
St. Vincent, amazing performer. ACL Live, great venue. This is part of an ACL Fest after show October 1st. 512-835-1015 if you want to play a game of mine to win tickets to St. Vincent, who's
what
incredible.
What kind of game are you going to play?
It's another one of my wacky, fun surprise games that you will find out.
Randomly give away tickets, essentially.
And it's not random. People are...
St. Vincent is a really good performer.
Earning them.
Really good
incredibly
performer.
Talented
this
performer.
This is a top level, on top of her game, incredible guitarist, songwriter, all those things.
That's why I worked on a good game.
Better be.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not just going to like willy-nilly do this here. No, I'm going to put together, I'm going to put some effort into it. I'm going to make a fun game, and it's gonna take a little bit of time. So we're going to play it. Hey, caller, who's this?
Hey, this is Julian.
Julian, you a fan of St. Vincent?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, you're going to be even a bigger fan if you can win these tickets. But first, you ready to play one of my wacky games?
Sounds good. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Here's what you're going to do.
By the way, Julian, I'm sorry you're having to go through this.
Oh, boy. All right, let's do it.
This is an old-fashioned radio game we call Paper, Rock, Scissors. I'm going to go one, two, three, shoot, and then you're going to yell out paper, rock, or scissors. I'm going to compete at the same time with my hands, and you're going to see if you win or not. You ready?
One, two, three. You got it. Let's
okay.
do it.
One, two, three, shoot.
Paper.
Oh, I did scissors. Let's go best two out of three.
All right.
One, two, three, shoot.
Rock.
I did paper. Okay, three out of five. This is your last chance to win tickets to see St. Vincent with this classic radio game of paper, rock, scissors.
Oh, was I early?
You were. I had paper again, but I didn't actually officially call it, so here you go, your last chance to win.
One, two, three,
shoot.
Rock.
You lost again. That sucks, man. That sucks to be you. You know what, though? Matt's looking at me really angrily and disappointed, so I'm going to put you on hold, and Spinny's going to take your info, and I think we're going to give you the tickets anyways.
Oh, dang. I appreciate
you. I'm sorry. You said best three out of five. He needs to go two more times.
I could go again.
All right, let's do it. Ready?
You're actually going to go through with this exercise?
All right.
One, two, three, shoot.
Paper.
Dude, you suck. I just hit scissors. Oh, well, we'll put him on hold anyways. Give him the tickets. There you go, Matt.
You lied to that guy. You didn't throw anything with your hands. You worked him.
You worked that dude. Did you have your glasses on for that one, old man? I don't think you did. You didn't see crap. I am a master at paper, rock, scissors, a master at creating radio games, and
a master at
dating. Okay. You want to come up with a better game tomorrow? We've got more of these tickets.
Which is a better show? St. Vincent or just Matt and CJ?
That answers itself. St. Vincent. we'll have more tickets tomorrow, by the way, and another wacky game that might be easier, might be harder. I don't know. Hang around. More Matt and CJ up next.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
Everybody's getting a comedy club, and not to be left out, Dave Chappelle just announced he's opening a comedy club. Not here in Austin.
Oh, okay.
Not here in Austin.
I was going to say, that's another thing we need. Yet another comedy club.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I think there are around seven new clubs that have opened up here or have announced that they're opening
up
here.
Not even counting ones that are doing like BYOB gas station open mics and stuff like that.
Chappelle is opening it actually in his hometown of Yellow Springs, Ohio.
Okay.
And it is yet really to let us know how that is going to work. He's calling it Live from YS, and it's in the old firehouse. He lives in a small kind of farming community in Ohio. And so I don't know exactly. Bought all land and stuff, and he's saying he's going to have this comedy club, and then it's going to be a comedy club and a restaurant. And I don't know if he's thinking about, oh, it'll become a destination. You know what I mean?
Or if it's kind of like the Doug Stanhope, this is for the locals kind of thing.
No, if I showed you the pictures, it looks enormous and huge and modern and does look like for the locals. The establishment will seat 140 people, featured neon lights in the shape of a C for Chappelle. Open four nights a week from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. And it's interesting. I'm wondering exactly how that goes. I've never been to Yellow Springs. I don't know much about a base to support there, but... You know, the same thing's happening here. We've gone from a couple of clubs to, I just feel like every week there's an announcement of a new comedy club or a new comedy room opening up. I haven't been to any of them. The last time I performed on stage was was the last day before the COVID lockdown started here in March of 2020.
Damn.
And then I've gotten busy with other stuff, and I just haven't been back on stage. And I don't know if I ever will be.
Really?
But you went out to... did you go?
Moon
you
Tower.
Saw some of the new clubs this weekend when you were out at Moon Tower. You went to a couple of them.
Yeah, Moon Tower is a blast. I don't know if they were new comedy clubs, all of them, or just kind of venues and bars that were hosting comedy in that moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of like.
Did you go to that new Sunset Strip
room,
or Sunset Room, or something? Some ATX, something like that.
Dude, I do not remember.
You don't remember where you went? Okay, you got pretty hammered and you had a good time.
Yes, had a very good time. But I do just remember ending up at some like after party for industry and artists. Place I shouldn't have been.
You didn't tick either of those boxes.
No, so I should not have been there, but I was. And they had a lot of good food. They had a nice spread, little charcuterie, all in little boxes. And
food. Local comics there?
Yes.
Can I guess that nobody was touching the food except for the local Austin comics?
Precisely. Yeah. I got there a little early.
I know my people.
There was no one there at all except for the local comics slowly.
I love Austin.
And there are photos of them all over the internet. It's all
it's
just
so
the local
great.
Comics holding their food. And also one of them, Zach Brooks, brought a dice game to play.
Hell yeah.
So everyone else is trying to mingle with comedy club owners and industry
professionals.
Austin
comics don't care about that.
They do not. They cared about winning $20 shooting dice and eating
food. 101X,
Matt and CJ. Machine Gun Kelly is pissed. This weekend, Matt, at a music festival, he was being booed by Slipknot fans, and it got increasingly louder before every song. I take it you're a big Machine Gun Kelly fan, right?
Who is he?
Gonna go rock out to MGK this weekend at ACL Fest, aren't you?
Does he do things?
Yes, he was a former
rapper. Is he one of those up-close magicians?
Yes. Rapper who's become kind of, you know, the leading face of pop punk. Recently got into a feud with Slipknot fans.
No, the reason I know him is that he took that Puff Daddy approach to hip-hop. And he made a big crossover hit by sampling Fastball, essentially.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I get it. Take a number one Grammy-winning hit and then talk over
and
it and see what
part
happens.
Of it your own. There you go. Well, people not taking too kindly to him. Here's a clip from his concert this weekend.
Here's a song that you might not know. Hey, you know my ex. That song goes like this. There's clearly people.
They're just booing louder and louder.
Yeah. All I know is I don't know nothing. People talk, but they don't do nothing.
It's just getting louder. Here's the third song. At some point, Machine Gun Kelly can no longer take it.
Right there, let her up.
Okay, so he had enough of it eventually. And like any
what did he do, walk
good
off stage and quit?
Rock singer. No, he jumped out into a crowd of people moshing and took a swing, I guess, connecting with whoever was holding some sign right up front saying that he sucks.
Really?
So now Machine Gun Kelly is just jumping down and punching people now. And there's clips of that, of course, which you can see on the internet.
I don't know. If you jump into a crowd and then take the first swing, that's kind of...
assault.
Yeah.
I don't think he got arrested. And as a matter of fact, he'll be here this weekend for ACL Fest. Caller, what's going on?
Hey, ¿qué pasó, locos?
Hey, ¿cómo estás, güey?
Hey, Doug. I just want to say I appreciate the food that you don't play that Machine Gun Willie crap. That dude sucks.
You don't like Machine Gun Willie?
Nah, that dude's terrible, fool, but I appreciate the tunes y'all are playing.
Oh, man, Machine Gun Willie, if he heard that, is he going to punch us this weekend?
I'm not worried about it.
Machine Gun Willie. Matt and CJ,
101X. It may be the most expensive piece of ass droid.
Oh, okay, never mind.
That has ever been discovered. NASA's Hubble telescope has captured a rare metal asteroid It has all these heavy metals that are hard to mine here on the planet. It's not that far when you think about how big the universe is. It's just outside of Mars.
Uranus. That's a planet, but it also means your butt.
And it is, it's actually in the, it's between Mars and Jupiter. And it has an estimated worth of 10,000 quadrillion dollars.
Okay.
Which,
let's go rope this baby.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
That, if you're looking at the number, is 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, economy. But it starts to tell you why we're looking at things like space forces and why wealthy people are willing
colonizing.
To the idea is you could rope one of these things, and if you did, you become, I mean, that's super villain wealthy.
Yeah.
That's super, if you have more money than the whole world has, times like hundreds of times, you really, I mean, go ahead and get yourself a hairless cat and a spinny chair and set up shop inside of a volcano because you are it, baby.
You're rich, even though I've seen enough sci-fi movies to know that this is some kind of trap or a trick. Can't just be that easy to roll up into space, scoop a big asteroid, and then, I mean, God, something with that value, how would you even be able to sell it?
No, they would probably have to mine it and bring it back in shuttles, you know, not the whole darn thing. It's made up entirely of iron and nickel, which, you know, is a pretty popular college band. And a metallic construction sets it apart from other asteroids. Usually they're made out of, like, rock and ice, but this is just a giant chunk of metal. And I can't even imagine the size of the railroad tracks you'd want to put that on to flatten it out. So, yeah, they would send basically a little thing that would, it could just mine a chunk and then fly back here.
Yeah, they're going to send the absolute best, Matt Damon and Bruce Willis. Sorry, right. Matt Damon was not in that movie.
No, it was not. You meant Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck and
Bruce
Willis.
It's not the first time the two of them have confused. It's not the first time the two of them have been confused, okay?
Yeah. Here's Aerosmith, 101X.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Is it too early to start doing Halloween stuff? It's just inside of 5 weeks. And I feel
it's
like
spooky season.
I just feel like when I was growing up as a kid, I feel like Halloween happened like a week ahead of time. And now, Spencer was just telling me off air. You saw somebody's got like a corpse in front of their house.
Yeah, someone had a it was like a bloody skeleton with like meat and stuff on it.
Yeah, this
propped
is
up.
Spencer, by
Hell
the way,
yeah.
Our producer, who's not always in here, but just like just hanging out in front of the house.
Yeah, it was
like,
just right. His house is like a main feature on the main road to get to my neighborhood, so he knew he was putting it out there on display. He or she. And it's just a bloody-looking skeleton. It pissed me off.
Why did it piss you off? Because are you like me, where you feel like, hey, spooky season, it should, well, come on. Halloween is starting to feel like that one girl you know who has a birthday month. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Or anything for Christmas, but I'm going to take the opposite side.
Okay, of course you are. You're immature.
Well, this weekend we went out and looked at houses, and again, I saw a lot of stuff already out. People, one, working on it, two, houses that are already like fully fleshed out, and it's only September. But then I think about the effort that I've been putting into Halloween. I've been the last couple of years doing a pet cemetery where I made headstones, I carved into them, I used paint to make them look bloody. I put up a lot of cobwebs everywhere. I've got the crosses, I've got dog bones, parrot bones, lizard bones. Like, it takes hours to set that up. Why not have it out as soon as possible?
Yeah.
Also, like, different kind of, I use strobe lights and red lights and hide them in bushes to give, like, a backing effect and really make it look creepy as possible. So
I feel like I'm turning into the old guy in the room here, because you don't think this is reflective of, like, the unseriousness of our country?
Yeah. I don't know.
Those are great answers. Yeah, I don't know. Which one of them?
I didn't know you were trying to get political here, man.
Not at all. I just, it is shocking to me sometimes how early Halloween starts.
Well, here's why, because Christmas is pushing more and more.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's like a domino effect.
Well, that's not the answer. Okay. Halloween used to be for children.
Well, the big box stores sell out of their crap a lot earlier than they used to, so maybe that's why people feel like they need to go shopping before they miss out on stuff and then just have some crappy pet cemetery they built in their garage.
It's my kids' favorite. My kids put together, like, they're like Liza Minnelli, not Liza Minnelli, who, I don't know why I picked that name. Where did that come from? Celine Dion or somebody that does the costume changes, you know, these old ladies in Vegas.
In between shows. Yeah,
my kids play in like three costumes, and then they build them, and then they wear them to different, they're so into it. I don't know why. I mean, I will say that Halloween has become much more fun for me now that I have kids.
Yeah.
I don't think I cared about it for a really long time.
I used to do the multiple costume changes too. Because I wanted to one-up everyone at a party, but now...
Such a child.
Now
CJ.
I'm just
such
so...
Such a baby child.
Well, the last 2 years, I've been so hot and sweaty. Blame my weight gain, blame my drinking. But to where I put on a costume last year, I was the Mandalorian. I had my medieval armor, and I made, like, the gun. I made all this stuff for it. It looked good. My dog was Baby Yoda. My friends show up at our house for the Halloween party. Kids are trick-or-treating. As soon as the last of, like, the 8 people invited over got there, I took that S off and could not do it anymore. Could not wear it at all.
Well, I just saw a woman who was posting, and she's like, squee, Halloween's just 4 weeks away. And I guess I'm grumpy because I just typed, it's 5 weeks away.
Oh, you're such a D.
I know. I know.
I have a request of you on the Matt and CJ show, since I'm a big Halloween fan. You have one of my favorite stories of freaking out your own kids. Can we tell that someday or maybe later?
Yeah, you're going to have to remind me off air. I don't remember it.
Okay.
Okay.
It's spooky season.
All right. Coming up eventually, a story I don't remember.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ.
They just announced the new cast for the Mario movie, and it being video games in a movie, it's already pissing people off.
Really?
Yes.
Because they're making a Mario movie?
I mean, there's nothing that's going to trump the 1993 classic starring Bob Hoskins, John Leguizamo, and Dennis Hopper as Koopa. But this one is kind of bizarre because the people they actually cast as the two Italian plumbers, one of them fat, one of them tall and skinny, Mario and Luigi, are Chris Pratt and Charlie Day. So the casting is kind of pissing people off because it just doesn't seem to make sense.
Okay. They need people to be... I mean, I don't... where do you go from there?
You know, I probably should have looked this up and seen if this was animated or if this was an actual movie.
Do you not know?
I do believe it is animated, so I guess they're just going to be the voice actors.
Do you remember, or have you ever seen, the old Super Mario Brothers Super Show? It was like it only went like a season, and there were two weird actors who played Mario and Luigi.
And then they would show like a cartoon of whatever adventure they got in.
Right. I love that. I never saw it, and then my kid is into everything Mario. So I was looking for stuff for him to look to see, and then recently stumbled upon a bunch of episodes on YouTube.
Yeah, I think there's one or two seasons, maybe.
There's only one season. Because I started researching it more because I was like, holy, what a steaming pile of... And kids aren't that judgy, but I still was like, how did this get made?
Yeah.
How did... And of course, you know, my kid is just like, this is great. I'm fine with it. Except my son doesn't like old TV because it's...
It looks bad.
He goes, it's square. I don't like square TV. Because it's not, you know what I mean? It's not full HD format.
Yeah, it's not 16 by 9.
Yeah, he's always pissed off.
Aspect ratio is 4 by 3.
And I was like, shut up and eat your Mario cereal or whatever.
I mean, I know how that got made. It's because that was the Mario phase. That was when the game, in 91, I think. Maybe it was 89. I don't know.
But 89 is when the show came out.
When it came to the United States, Nintendo, Mario Brothers, it was huge.
Like, Mario started, he's originally from Donkey Kong.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He's the guy, he's a little guy you play in Donkey Kong.
Yeah, little video game.
And then he just...
Arcade version.
That's a guy who's really had a great breakout career.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? His original show was pretty hot, but he's gotten so much bigger since then.
Mm-hmm.
You've gotten a lot bigger since your first show.
Mm-hmm. Quite a bit bigger. Almost too big.
I love that just now you called to make a reservation, and when you were on the phone talking to that person, you go, I'd like to make a reservation for a fairly large party. And I go, oh, you going to dinner by yourself?
just yelling over me.
That's okay. Did the maitre d' hear?
Yes, I'll be at Chili's tomorrow.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Only 3 days till Talktober begins.
My tummy's already grumbling.
If you're planning on doing it with me.
I am.
You are.
Half-assedly, though.
Half-assedly?
Yeah, I already started practicing this weekend for Talktober.
Let's let people know what Talktober is. For about 10 years, since really kind of I've known you, I've been talking about this gimmick where I wanted to eat at least one taco per meal for each and every day of the month of October. That would be 31 times 3, which would be 63, at the very minimum, 63 tacos. It's going to go way over that. But the bare minimum, and I have to actually post pictures of it, or you know I was cheating.
Yeah.
I probably will. Well, maybe I may stumble a day or two. I don't know. But I'm planning on doing it finally this year, getting off my booty.
Making, eating, finding some tacos.
I'll definitely make some tacos. I know that you're not as big of a fan of making your own tacos. I think you want to go to places. You're a bigger fan of eating out.
I mean, no, not necessarily, because my favorite thing is crunchy tacos.
I love a crispy.
And you know, I like barbacoa in it. I like El Pastor. I mean,
in a crispy shell.
Eat even chicken done fajita chicken, or kind of like a. Ooh, I've even done a mole chicken or stewed chicken, whatever. I like crispy tacos, and not a lot of places have those. Most taco joints don't. There are a few that do it well, but you can't get anything really other than ground beef in it. So I do like cooking, but crispy were my own. My other thing with this about not cooking at home is I do want to discover more taco joints.
I get it, yeah.
There are food trailers. We work right off Runberg, the taco trailer capital of the world. There's a lot of places that kind of travel and
they're incredible gems hidden all around the city. Yeah. A lot of people don't know about.
My point is, no offense
to well-known places like a Taco Cabana, a Jack in the Box. You know, they have tacos you can go get, and I'm going to include that. I don't think you exclude a taco just because it's widely known and popular, and maybe compared to some of the other things we may be eating, we'll call it subpar, right?
Yeah.
And then there's the big taco joints in town that are super popular, like
Torchy's, Tyson's, Taco Deli.
And they're great. They serve purposes well.
Either.
Yeah,
yeah.
But there's also, I think there are some unsung heroes in the city, and I would like to toot their horns. Toot. But then also, I'm going to make you some tacos. You'll have to come to my house a time or two.
No problem with that.
But, that's what we'll do is maybe we'll make lunchtime. We'll show prep at lunch, and we'll hit a new joint every day.
Of course, hopefully you can recommend, too, if you're listening and you're
sure.
Like, oh, I love
I think
my place.
Everybody out there should be making recommendations, go ahead.
I was going to say, if you want it to be secret, I feel like a lot of times when people get very protective over their food places and don't want them spouted out on the radio, which is kind of crappy to the owners of those places.
Have you seen how hard somebody has to work inside of a taco trailer? How hot it is during the summertime.
Very.
They are busting ass. One of my favorite trailers here in the city got robbed at gunpoint recently. There's barely any money in there. I want everyone to know about these places, and I want people to take more chances. I think sometimes they drive by a taco trailer and maybe the sign isn't painted properly, or they're confused because they're not quite sure. Sometimes there's a little bit of a language barrier, or you're not quite sure what you're ordering.
Yeah.
But we can find, I think at each one of these locations, we can find, you know, maybe that's what we should do is if we go to a trailer, we should make the gringo recommendation and then the local recommendation.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's no offense to gringo. I mean, I think somebody who's, especially if you've come from outside of Texas, you've moved here from Ohio, North Dakota. Maybe your full exposure to tacos hasn't been that great, and I would love to diminish some of your fears.
Absolutely.
Because tacos are great. They're the best.
They're the reason we exist. This building feeds its employees every Friday for decades.
Oh, I thought
over
you were making
tacos.
A dumb vagina joke. And I was just like, I guess technically it's the reason
gone
we exist.
There. Yeah.
That's what I thought you were doing.
Why not? Well, Talktober starts very soon,
yep.
And we're going to be broadcasting live from ACL Fest.
That's the first day of Talktober.
Yeah, but the good thing is there's a lot of really good restaurants there that you can buy from, or, you know, they give out samples and stuff. So I think we'll be fine. We'll be able to pull some tacos.
I'm a huge celebrity. I'm not going to buy anything at ACL. They're going to give it to me.
Hopefully we'll get it all free.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, recommendations at Just Matt and CJ on social media, Facebook, speaking of, Twitter, Insta.
Speaking of Just Matt and CJ, we are on now until 7 o'clock. You may have noticed that.
And that we're still
will
here.
Be, yeah, we will be here from now on. But I think now, are we getting close to the time to get out of everyone's way?
Let's get the hell out of here. It's hot. There's no air conditioning in this building.
The AC is broken.
There won't be until Thursday.
Is that what they said?
Oh, crap. I shouldn't have told you that.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. They're just continuing to say, come into this?
Yeah. Come into this COVID-riddled, dog urine-smelling stew of a workplace and sit there and have Matt tell you how fat you are all day.
I don't have to tell you how fat you are. You can feel how fat you are in this heat.
Matt and CJ. Afternoons 3 to 6, 101X.